Manufacturers have found that the antigen yield, the substance that prompts the generation of antibodies, has been lower than hoped for. Shugart says the good news is that eventually there will be a large number of doses available, enough for everyone who wants a shot. Three Floridians have been charged in an alleged fraud scheme aimed at Haitian Americans. Federal authorities have charged the men with cooking up a $14 million Ponzi scheme that defrauded hundreds of Haitian American investors. A fourth suspect has been charged in a related crime of money laundering. One official described the lead suspect, 35-year-old Ronnie Bass, as a master of deceit. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Ketty as we analyze, of course, one of the major issues of our time. And, of course, if you want to get the background of what we're talking about, you'll want to go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And Dr. Ketty writes an article posted there every week or every other week. Fantastic information that you need to have. Dennis, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why don't you pick up where we were last week?
Well, before I do that, I was talking to Peter Ford today, and he said, say hello and give you his best regards.
Well, I haven't talked to Peter in some time.
Well, he's doing very well, and he's completed the manuscript regarding his parents, Glenn Ford and Eleanor Powell, and we're looking forward to that.
Did his dad pass away?
Yes.
Is he living in that big home there in Beverly Hills?
Yes, he says it's a little too big, so he was going over his future plans some.
All right,
but
fine.
We'll see what happens.
Well, we used to enjoy having Peter on. Maybe I ought to give him a call and see if he'd be interested in doing a program.
He probably would.
Okay, we'll go pick up from there.
Okay, The topic this time is ministers of euthanasia. That's the current article I have on newswithviews.com. It's a part one of what will be a three-part series. And as usual, I have a note at the first, before the subject begins. And this particular note that I put was the sort of key words that the people I call the power elite focus in on. Words have meaning to these individuals. They almost have sort of a code. And so what you find is that Bill Clinton was from Hope, Arkansas, and his mentor was his political mentor was J. William Fulbright, but his educational mentor was a professor, Carol Quigley of Georgetown University, who wrote a book titled Tragedy and Hope, as that word, wherein he described the hope of the world as this the power elite to run things from behind the scenes. He basically indicated that the people are very busy, were doing their mundane things, and that these powerful people who really are most knowledgeable should direct events in the world. They should be managers of world events, and the way things, or as H.G. Wells said, the shape of things to come. And so this was all a very good thing. He was he had great admiration for these individuals. He just thought that instead of being secret, their role in the events unfolding in the world should be made known.
And, Chris, you know, he certainly believed we always had to have an enemy to sort of rally the people behind the government. And he believed war was a good thing because, after all, certainly if you have a normal economy, why, pretty soon everybody has a washing machine and a car. But war is wonderful because you can just keep producing and producing and destroying and producing and destroying and producing and totally, you know, callous towards the horrible suffering that goes along with that. Well, that's just the way things run, he says, you know. And as you say, he really believed we needed a ruling elite so that the common people couldn't look after themselves. And he just thought that the people should understand. We were so fortunate to have such benevolent rulers. And, of course, the disciples of Cecil Rhodes and the secret society that ruled our country when he was here and rules our country today.
Sure, and his mentor, Carol Quigley's, was a Crane Brenton, who was a Rhodes Scholar. So it just rolls forth neatly there. But in addition to Bill Clinton being from Hope, Arkansas, and his mentor, Professor Quigley, titling his book Tragedy in Hope, lo and behold, now we have the Democrat successor to Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and what was his campaign theme? It was for hope. Via change. We would have all this change, but it would be a theme of hope. Once again, there's that word. And I would just suggest that this is all not just coincidental. They have these codes. It's sort of like New World Order. When George H.W. Bush said that, everybody said, well, what's that mean? Well, the power elite and their agents, Richard Gardner and others, and H.G. Wells, they all knew what this meant. That had been sort of a code word for decades, and in fact, almost centuries.
But again, he'd come out of the writings of a woman named Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and of course, 1,000 points of light. She was always talking about the points of light. So George Bush was obviously very well aware of what it was about. In fact, I don't believe its significance that he first mentioned publicly the New World Order on September 11th, 1990, just 11 years to the day from the attack that was to transform our society from a free society really to more or less a militarized society in the name of course, protecting us from those wicked terrorists who had been funded and financed by the CIA.
Well, let me offer a clarification to what you just said. What you said is accurate, but let me offer a clarification because this allows your listeners to see how these things just don't happen. And then they say, oh, look what happened, and well, I guess we'll call this a new world order. They actually are prearranged long in advance. So when you have George Bush saying the New World Order, as you said, September 11th, everybody's sort of in the flunky media is surprised. Oh, listen to this term. You know, what's he talking about, this New World Order? You know, I mean, H.G. Wells had a book titled by that and so forth. But if you just stick to George H.W. Bush, supposedly he and Brent Scowcroft were on this little canoe or something fishing, and they were chit-chatting and decided, well, let's see, what do we call this thing? Oh, yeah, New World Order. Yeah, let's do that. And so supposedly, at least that's what the press put out, is where George H.W. Bush got this term from. However, that is incorrect. And in my book, Secret Records Reveal, I put how in February of that year, before he even made that, you know, 7-8 months earlier than September 11th, he was out in San Francisco giving a speech. And in that speech, he used the term New World Order. And he didn't just use it. He said, now, in history, there's always been, in the future of a country, some tyrant who the country has to react against and put down this evil tyrant. In other words, it's specifically talking about a new world order, and without naming Saddam, he's setting the stage for Saddam and what he will call the thing. But the press and all eats up this this announcement by the White House and George H.W. Bush. Oh, yeah, we were sitting in this canoe in August and wondering what to call this thing. It's a joke. So they had it, you know, all arranged way in advance, the setup, April Glaspie setting up Saddam, the whole thing, including the term New World Order. They had it all, you know, way back.
And, of course, you go back, and this is, of course, the slogan that was on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, you know, Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new secular order, which is interpreted the New World Order, and that came out, 1782, and this was simply carrying on the tradition. It's always been the tradition of the mystery religions and the secret societies that Dan Brown writes about in his latest book, The Lost Symbol. I mean, this has been around for 5,000 or 6,000 years, this desire to bring about this world government. And Dennis, we're living at the most exciting time in history, because after almost 6,000 years, we're going to see this thing come to pass, unless God intervenes and protects us. But otherwise, we're going to see the institution of this one world government, the ultimate goal of the ancient mystery religions, the secret societies that has been here since the beginning of time. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. The plan is in place. They make it a capital P on the plan. They deify it. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this afternoon. Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, go right ahead.
Okay. Just before the break, you had mentioned the plan. They call it the plan, and the religious or spiritual element, the One World Religion, according to the plan by Alice Bailey, is supposed to be about 2025, following the new global currency, the Phoenix, which is supposed to be 2018, and so on. And as I said, this thing has been mapped out for a long, long time. You have Rhodes Scholar James Billington, Librarian of Congress, preceded by Rhodes Scholar Daniel Boorstin, Librarian of Congress, preceded by, I think his name's Charles Hicks, who wrote one of the first books ever with the title New World Order back in 1920. And so this sort of plan in terms of one world government has been coming about for a long, long time. And as you had mentioned, Alice Bailey used that term, points of light, as well as New World Order. And again, the sort of forgetfulness, I guess, is a Potomac fever they have, where George Bush couldn't remember that back in February, before the September 11th famous statement of New World Order, he had already used the term about putting down a future dictator of sorts. Same thing happened with the points of light. Peggy Noonan, who was a speechwriter, came up with that for George H.W. Bush, actually wrote a book not long thereafter in which she spent about a page and a half or two trying to say, well, gee, I wonder where I got that term from. You know, like this is a big surprise when, come to find out, she was also a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan years before and used the same term, points of light. She couldn't remember using that, I guess. Same thing. So anyway, there are these terms that you'll, if you know what to look for, it'll pop up on you. So back to the News with Views column, Ministers of Euthanasia. This is part one. And I begin it by indicating that responding to the charge that President Obama's national health care proposals would include, quote, death paddles. What you had is the Newsweek chief, John Meacham, writing, quote, I was a teenage death paddleist, end quote. See, one way that if there's a particular point at which somebody, a politician, is vulnerable, what they try to do initially is ignore it, and if that doesn't work, they laugh it off. And so their flunkies in the media, like John Meacham, a supporter of this type of thing, say, oh, I was a teenage death paddleist, you know, joke. And it's a September 12th of this year column, and in that column, Meacham remarked that, quote, the origins of what became the dreaded death paddles show the idea to be sensible and humane. We have to think about death differently. Without a shift from late-in-life over-treatment to a wider use of the same hospice model, wider use of the hospice model, costs will continue to grow to a likely unsustainable level, end quote. So what he's doing is sort of preparing the way. This is no big deal. We just, you know, these things are coming. We have to think about this differently. Let's be realistic now. So what you have also in the same edition of Newsweek is an article by Evan Thomas.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Evan Thomas, Newsweek editor at large, and he is the one who had earlier said Obama is, quote, sort of God, end quote. And he writes an article in that same edition of Newsweek titled The Case for Killing Granny, in which he, Evan Thomas, said, quote, until Americans learn to contemplate death as more than a scientific challenge to be overcome, our healthcare system will remain unfixable. A significant portion of the savings will have to come from the money we spend on seniors at the end of life, end quote. So here you have Newsweek fully on board with this this notion of death, you know, is something we'll just have to get used to here, and we, you know, it'll be too costly to try and, as they say, over-treat this. I mean, it'd just be a waste, you see. So we need to just accept this.
Oh, you think it's really what's so interesting is at one time people were responsible for their own health care. They could buy insurance to look after themselves. The family could contribute. And suddenly, for the people who didn't have any money, we had a local county hospital system. But nobody was ever would have the audacity to recommend we ought to kill Granny. With the government destroying our county hospital system, making it so seniors cannot buy private health insurance. You can't go out as a Medicare recipient and buy a private health care. You can't get it at all. What they've done is make everybody dependent upon government so government can actually then justify killing the elderly because there isn't enough money to take care of them. There was always plenty of money before government got involved in the health care system and ran the price up. And believe me, the government has intentionally encouraged rising prices. Why? Because there really are people in government who want to kill Granny.
Well, remember what I the comment I made in the last interview that we had where I was quoting from Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who was there in 1969 in Pittsburgh when Dr. Richard Day made his rather infamous remarks. Day had been medical director of Planned Parenthood from 65 to 68, and he was making a speech now, and Dunnigan was in the audience, and Day said, well, nothing's going to stop us now, and so forth and so on, and then he listed a bunch of things to come, and according to Dunnigan, who was taking notes from the speech, he said that medical costs would be made intentionally, burdensomely high so that people would have to accept euthanasia. And, that's what we got.
If anybody would like to verify what Dr. Cuddy just said, we have the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who made those remarks. You can't get them any other place except through my ministry and through Randy Engel, who did some of the interviews, most of the interviews. But we have the transcript. We have the tapes. They are available under the guise of the New Order of the Barbarians. And ladies and gentlemen, the barbarians are not at the gates. They're operating out of the White House. They're operating out of Congress. They're operating out of our think tanks, specifically. And one of those barbarians is a man named Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who's openly said we've got to do away with the Hippocratic Oath because, after all, doctors shouldn't be so concerned about protecting their patients. If you'd like to hear those tapes, of all the tape sets we have that is unique, this is, I believe, one of the most unique ones. But go right ahead, Dennis.
Okay, and notice the juxtaposition of terms here. It's not only that Evan Thomas is writing this article, The Case for Killing Granny. You put that together with what he said before about Obama is, quote, sort of God, quote. And so, you know, life and death is in God's hands. Well, if Obama is sort of God, then life and death is in his hands. The irony is, you know, stark. Anyway, the global power elite, as I mentioned, for well over 100 years has been promoting euthanasia. In an earlier News with Views column, your listeners may remember that I quoted H.G. Wells in his book Anticipations. That was 1901. Now, back then, he's calling his New World Order the New Republic, and that's where the title of that magazine, New Republic, came from. He switches a little later to this New World Order term, but initially he was calling it the New Republic. And in Anticipations in 1901, He describes the coming world state, as he calls it.
Hold that thought, Dennis. We'll be back in just a moment.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and he has written a number of books that are available at Radio Liberty. Certainly among my favorites are his book on Secret Records Revealed, Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, his book on the mental health screening, and there are actually two of them in a pamphlet, but they cover so much more. And then The Road to Socialism, certainly the timeline for the New World Order, I think it's got about 2,000 quotations there. It deals with education, and, well, that covers most of those that are in print. He's got a lot of them that are out of print. I wish we could get them back in print, and one of these days, hopefully, somebody will come along and we can get them back in print. But the ones I mentioned are all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can always go to newswithviews.com and pull down his regular articles that are posted every week or every other week, and save them and read them and study them, because you'll find a great deal of wisdom and information there you will not find any other place in the world. So pick up the story there, Dennis.
Okay, but first, in terms of that 200-year educational chronology, that's a very handy thing, because it's a 8.5 by 11 format, and there's a 3,000-item index in there. So just about any subject you want to look at on education, you just go right to the index, and it'll tell you what page that information's on. Now, where we left off was that the global power elite for over 100 years has been promoting euthanasia, because their plan is there's too many peons running around and stirring up trouble, and they're just a higher form of animal who can be managed. Abortion's fine, infanticide's fine, and of course euthanasia's fine. So that's been their attitude. And before the break, I was referring to H.G. Wells, was one of these people. And in his book, Anticipations, describing the coming world state, he said there would be, quote, the merciful obliteration of weak and silly and pointless people. It's just sort of a matter of fact. They're useless, so we will just kill them, and that'll be fine. Similarly, in Robert Hugh Benson's book, Lord of the World, now he was not a promoter of this. He was writing this book to actually warn the public about what was coming, because I think, personally, had some inside information from being around Society for Psychical Research people early on, and those were rather prominent. You had British prime ministers, and in terms of this country, you would have people like Clarence Darrow and John Dewey, and a lot of movers and shakers. So he's actually trying to warn people, much like Orwell would later on. Orwell had been a Fabian socialist, and so when he wrote about the book 1984, he was really trying to warn people about what was to come. But anyway, Robert Hugh Benson in Lord of the World was a book he wrote in 1907. Not only did he talk about a communist revolution 10 years in the future, that would be 1917, and the Western scheme of free trade for 1989, but he also said there would be what would be called ministers of euthanasia, and that's where I got the title for the series, like Jack Kevorkian, and that would be around 1998, and he said it would happen under American socialism. Now, remember, when he's writing this, it's capitalism, and we're going fine, we're crossed. Now, he's thinking about becoming a socialist, but he is looking to the future, and he understands that the plan will have us changed into a socialist nation. And so he says these types of things are going to happen under American socialism. Now, if you look at this century, the 21st century, that the power elite had the beginning of the 21st century is the time that socialism would be adopted in the U.S., that fits perfectly with what John Loeffler, who's a mutual friend of ours, he's host of the Steel on Steel radio program, what he referred to as an 80-year period for cultural change. And the examples would be that the German culture began to change in the mid-1800s, roughly, so that by the 1930s, 80 years later, Germans would be willing to accept national socialism. That's the term the Nazis refers to, that, national socialism. And therefore, with the change in American culture, this American culture, beginning in, say, the late 1920s, with socialists like Norman Thomas running for their party's nomination for president, and people like John Dewey, the father of progressive education, saying we're going to have some kind of, you know, some kind of socialism, and it's what we're going to have, with people like that, then the 80-year movement towards socialism here would be complete about now, you know, around 1930s, 80 years or so, it'd be around now, 2010-ish. And so the schedule is right on target. And regarding euthanasia in Germany, since I mentioned them first, in 1920, Dr. Alfred Hoche, H-O-C-H-E, and a fellow named Carl, with a K, K-A-R-L, Binding, that's B as in boy, I-N-D-I-N-G, Carl Binding, they authored something, it was about a, you know, 30-page or so report, booklet, whatever you want to call it, titled The Permission to Destroy Life Unworthy of Life. And that urged a national policy of assisted suicide for those who were mentally ill or, terminally ill or mentally retarded or who had brain damage or psychiatric conditions. And this was similar to the views, as I mentioned earlier, of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger regarding those at the beginning of life. The preborn child, when she wrote in her book, The Pivot of Civilization, that was 1922, just 2 years after Dr. Hoche wrote his, she wrote in 1922, quote, there is but one practical and feasible program in handling the great problem of the feeble-minded. That is, as the best authorities are agreed, to prevent the birth of those who would transmit imbecility to their descendants, end quote. Now, a little over 80 years later, after she made that comment, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this was in the New York Times this year, July 12, 2009, in their magazine, the New York Times Magazine, they had an interview with her. And in that interview, she would say, quote, I had thought that at the time Roe v. Wade was decided, and Roe v. Wade, of course, is the abortion decision, the famous one. It was made, actually, it was made on the same day as Doe v. Bolton, its companion decision. She indicated at the same time that happened, there was concern about population growth, she said, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of, end quote. I mean, think about that. Supreme Court Justice, you know, there are these certain people out there, and we don't want too many of these people. And so that's why she felt that Roe v. Wade was going through.
And because she was really talking about the blacks. This was, let's not beat around the bush. They wanted to get rid of the blacks. This is a very racist attitude. There's a wonderful new DVD out. It's called Maffa 21. Maffa 21. You can look it up on the internet and get it and watch it, and your blood will run cold because this is what's going on today. I would simply point out, though, that this plan never could have worked and been coordinated and timed so perfectly if there wasn't a master plan. And because when you see it written on a piece of paper, they capitalize the P, which means it's deified. And what really it signifies is there is a powerful spiritual force behind this whole thing that is directing these evil and wicked men, as they directed Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini. They were directing the people in this country, and they are directing, they directed certainly George Bush and Bill Clinton and the second George Bush. And they're directing Barack Obama today. And if you read the writings of Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, both of whom came from the Lucius Trust, that used to be, of course, the Lucifer Publishing House, why, they will tell you that the followers of the new spirituality have been praying for years that Barack Obama would become the President of the United States. And with that thought, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Kelly for the last segment of our program. And you must help us get the truth out.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy, you've got one more segment here.
Okay. Before the break, and I had quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and you said clearly what they were talking about in terms of those we don't want too many of, referred to blacks. This is a line that you can go all the way back to Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. She had what she called the Negro Project. The Nazis really took a lesson from her. They weren't first. She was actually first. She called these people dysgenic stocks. In her case, it included not only blacks, but Jews, gypsies, and others. And so what you had is this outgrowth from what was called social Darwinism in the late 1800s. Darwinism was a theory of gradual evolution over, you know, many, many years, and slowly you would have have changed from one species to another, supposedly. So what the people did was apply this to human beings and said, well, you know, if these are just evolutionary mechanisms and man's just a higher form of animal, well, then you can have a sort of survival of the fittest among the people, you know. Who is the most fit? Is it the whites? Is it blacks? Is it Asian? You know, like that. And so they proceeded to develop a whole social theory. They would call it racial hygiene, a movement along those lines before the Nazis ascended to power even. In 1923, at the University of Munich, the Nazis were not in complete control then. At the University of Munich, they appointed a fellow named Fritz Lenz, L-E-N-Z, to what was called the first German chair in racial hygiene. And in 1931, a few years later, Lenz commented, this is Lenz, quote, "Hitler is the first politician with truly wide influence who has recognized that the central mission of all politics is race hygiene, and who will actively support this mission," end quote. So these people like laying the groundwork for Hitler, you know, out of which he is going to rise to the fore. And a couple of years later, March of 1933, of course, that's when Hitler becomes Chancellor of Germany. And a few months later, on October 7 of 1933, the Ministry of Justice in Berlin proposed that, quote, "it shall be made possible for physicians to end the tortures of incurable patients upon request in the interests of true humanity," end quote. In other words, you know, we're going to grant them this mercy death again. And in October of 1939, a few years after that, it was backdated. The actual letter you'll see is signed September 1, 1939, but it was in October of 1939 because they wanted that date because that's the date that World War II began. Hitler authorized what he called Action 4 or T4, which was a program which, quoted, granted mercy deaths, quote, to those who physicians determined to be incurables. And at that point in my News with Views column, you can actually see it. You click on the link, and you'll see the actual letter with Adolf Hitler's signature on it. And so under the Nazis, euthanasia was first practiced on the handicapped, as they were considered, that term I use, life unworthy of life. And then that was followed by euthanasia against those Jews, gypsies, and so forth, whom the Nazis considered inferior. That was their term, inferior to their Aryan race. And in the 1940s, during the war, Joseph Mengele became a leader, of course, in the Nazis' euthanasia movement. He was actually known as the Angel of Death, and that was his term. And if you want to see some more about that, more about Mengele, you could look at my four-part series, News with Views, titled The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. In fact, after this three-part series on euthanasia, I'll probably have a part five on the Secret Nazi Plan and the Power Elite. So anyway, it's important here to remember that the Nazi movement was only a subpart of the power elite's larger plan. As I said before, people tend to see the Nazis as just rising up as some sort of aberration, and, you know, we had this big fight, and we you know, ended the movement, thank goodness, you know, and that's over with. But you have to look at it in the larger context. The Nazi movement was an elitist subpart of the larger power elite's plan. It was just one part of it. During World War II, a fellow named Jerome Bruner, this country was the chief of psychological warfare for General Eisenhower, World War II. A few years later, in the late 50s, Bruner authored, quote, "The Process of Education." Now, this was a report of the Woods Hole Conference, which would become a guide for educational reformers in the 1960s. Bruner was also director of the Educational Development Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when in 1964 it produced Man, A Course of Study. That's the infamous MACOS project, which was given $6.5 million by the National Science Foundation, our government, for its development. At the time, there was a congressman who looked at this carefully, Congressman John Conlon, and he criticized federal support for MAKOs, which included a positive image of euthanasia, such as infanticide and senilicide. The examples they would teach the kiddies was, well, you know, this is the way things are. When an Eskimo gets older, they just leave him out on the ice or an ice float to die, you know, and they would say, you know, this is okay.
And, of course, that's all about in preparation for what's coming next, and that's to kill Granny. And the trouble is that I'm at that age group. I'm going to be 81 in February, and I'm sure that if I get in, have any sort of a serious illness, they will do everything they can down the line to stop me from being treated and simply get rid of Granddad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Is this the sort of America you want to live in? And if it's not, you've got to help Dr. Cuddy and I and the others in this epic struggle to preserve some element of morality in a nation that's turned against God. Dennis, God bless. Thanks so much. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure having Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and I hope you enjoy having him as much as I do. And certainly I look forward to our Friday conversation. Now, this is the time I need to remind you that today is really the last day. If you're going to come to our conference on a week from Sunday, the 25th of October, we've got over 150 people coming, and you're going to have to decide right now, get your reservation in today. It'll cost you $49.95. We're serving lunch. It'll be a great time, an opportunity to hear some wonderful speeches and to meet people from all over the country who are as concerned about what's going on as I am. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a full case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness, so to help us get it reprinted, why, ordinarily the book sells for $12.95. You can get a case for $199.95. That's a little over, just about $2.50 per book, and a little less than that. And $149.95 plus shipping, and you'll get 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. You can sell them for $12.95. You can give them away as gifts. But the important thing is this is a means of educating people about the spirits of battle we're fighting today. You'll certainly want to get our DVDs on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Program. With that, you get an extra CD-ROM, which, of course, will give you several thousand pages of articles on mercury. And of course, you'll want to get Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD on vaccines and brain development. They're destroying the minds of our children, and they know what they're doing. This is what's so criminal about it. They're harming the children. They're harming the children. They're harming the children. All you hear about all the children dying from swine flu as about a week ago that lost 75 children, two-thirds of whom had other diseases, 25 children, and that mantra goes over and over again. Let's pick that up. Why do they want to hurt the children? Why do these evil people want to hurt their children? They've destroyed the lives of literally hundreds of thousands of children in America who will never be normal because of government policies. So then, of course, you'll certainly want to get our 4-CD set on Vaccine Update 2009. You'll want to get our new 4-CD set on The Shack, this heretical book that's been so widespread. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's books, Neil Miller's books. We've got so many other DVDs and 4-tape sets. And you need to get this information on mercury. They know that they're producing a disability, dementia. They know the effect of mercury on the mind of the elderly. They know that this is why we have almost 5.5 million people with dementia, Alzheimer's disease, growing Parkinson's disease. They know what they're doing. And if you haven't, of course, heard my talk on planned population reduction, it's a DVD. On Nundare College Genocide, a DVD, or Population Control, which is a video, or read my Population Control Agenda monograph. You get it up on my website, RadioLiberty.com. We'll send you a free copy. Buy anything else. Get this information. Join us in this crusade and pick up the mantra. They're intentionally destroying our children. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming at you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock. And we're going to be talking about the epidemic of dementia that is sweeping our nation. Recently, it was pointed out that by the Centers for Disease Control that there were about 4.5 million cases of dementia among our senior citizens today, and the number is increasing rapidly. Now, according to the Alzheimer's Disease Foundation, they say the figure is closer to 5.5 million people with dementia. But why do we have so much dementia today, and what can be done about it? Well, Dr. Blaylock has been working at this. As you know, he was a neurosurgeon for many years, so he has an extreme interest in the function of the brain. He's written extensively about this as far as the use of excitotoxins, the MSG and other products that NutraSweet that actually tend to promote Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease. And so I've asked Russell to come on and talk a little bit about this, as well as an exciting new substance, another new development that may very well help some of you deal with this. So, Russell, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story there, because I know you're concerned, as I am, about what's going on.
Well, yeah, it's really quite concerning, and, you know, like you said, I've been following this for a very long period of time and trying to put together an enormous amount of literature, scientific literature, and studies that's been done on dementia and aging of the brain and what kind of changes take place and why. And in the course of these studies recently, in the Neurology Journal, there was a report by a group of neurologists who said they did a review of the incidence of dementia and dementia-like illnesses. And what they discovered is that virtually all of the degenerative brain disorders are increasing in astronomical amounts, far greater than they ever dreamed, that the actual incidence and the rise in these disorders has been far greater than they thought previously. But they really had no clue or evidence to explain this tremendous increase in these degenerative brain disorders, which particularly affect the older population. But what we're seeing also that's equally frightening is that the diseases of the brain resulting in dementia occurring at a much earlier age. It used to be age 65, age 70, and then it increased faster after that. But what we're seeing now in age 50, even in the 40s, we're seeing the appearance of these dementing diseases. So we're not only having a tremendous increase in degenerative brain disorders, but they're occurring at a much earlier age than they did before.
And, you know, Sydney, I know some of the doctors I practice with, my good friends, and how heartbreaking it is to see someone you're very close to begin to develop dementia. They just can't remember. It starts being a little forgetful, and then it progresses until they don't even recognize you. And you might expect that at 80 or 90, but you wouldn't expect that to, you know, be coming on at 55 or 60. And so we're seeing it at a younger age. We're seeing it much more frequently. The question is why, and what can you do about it? Well, we're going to be back in just a moment or two to develop these ideas. And ladies and gentlemen, this is important because, of course, it could be you or it could be a loved one.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit ejseed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. ejseed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell was just saying that many of the brains of elderly people were examined, and they found there was this amyloid, sort of clear amorphous material there, and they said, oh, well, the amyloid's producing the dementia, and then, of course, as time went by, the thought began to change, and it was the inflammation of the brain. It was the inflammation of the brain that was causing degenerative changes and leading to the forgetfulness, but it wasn't the amyloid. The amyloid was actually a byproduct of the chronic inflammation of the brain, which was really responsible for the destruction of the mental process. So go right ahead from there.
Well, the real advance in that area of thinking about the inflammation being the cause came when they realized that people who had rheumatoid arthritis or chronic inflammatory diseases who were taking anti-inflammatory medications had a much, much lower incidence of Alzheimer's disease than the general population. The more they looked at it, looking at other groups of people who were taking these anti-inflammatories, they found the same thing. There was a dramatic difference in their risk of getting dementia than everyone else's. It's about a six-fold lower incidence of getting dementia. So that strongly connected this to inflammation. Now the question became, well, why are some people affected, others are not, and what causes the inflammation? Well, they found that it didn't matter what caused the inflammation, the results were the same. And we know that a lot of things can cause the brain to be chronically inflamed. The key ones that we're finding in people with these disorders is exposure to pesticides and herbicides, exposure to aluminum and mercury, and recurrent infections affecting the body or the brain. So we see that anything that activates the brain's immune system can lead to these degenerative brain disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's, and that there's an interplay between the two diseases. About a third of people with Parkinson's will develop dementia, and people with dementia will develop Parkinson's disease. So there's an overlap, and we know that both of them are caused by inflammation and exposure to the same sort of toxins. Well, where would people get exposed to mercury and aluminum? Well, they traced it down to, number one, certain food has high aluminum levels, for instance, black tea, processed cheeses have very high aluminum levels. Things like pancakes, commercially made biscuits, because of the flour that they use in the baking powder has aluminum in it. So that's a major source. And, of course, another major source is multiple vaccinations. Well, virtually all vaccines contain aluminum as an adjuvant, an immune stimulator. And studies have shown that when you give vaccines, that aluminum is transferred to the brain. The more vaccines you get, the more the aluminum ends up in the brain. Well, by the time a person reaches 65 years of age or even 50 years of age, if they follow the recommendations of the CDC, they're getting 50, 60 different vaccines. So there's a tremendous number of vaccines being given. A lot of our elderly have been taking the flu shot ever since it was first introduced back in 1948. So they've accumulated a tremendous amount of mercury and a tremendous amount of aluminum, and we know those two toxic metals interact in the brain to produce chronic inflammation. Now, the vaccine process itself, the process of vaccinating, activates the brain's immune system and produces brain inflammation in a very subtle way. The more vaccines, the closer they are together, the greater the brain inflammation. So all of these things together, and we're all exposed to pesticides, herbicides, mercury, aluminum, and recurrent inflammation and infection. So certain people, because they don't have properly functioning immune systems and they're low on antioxidants and eating a diet that promotes brain inflammation, they seem to be at much greater risk. And we also know there's a genetic risk. If you inherit the APOE4 gene, that puts you at a lot higher risk than everyone else. So that all of that in combination is why certain people develop it. Well, we know that the incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes from about 15% at age 70 to almost 50% at age 80. And that's because as we age, our brain and our body becomes progressively more inflamed. And for some people, the inflammation progresses at a much higher rate. So it makes sense that if you want to reduce brain inflammation and Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's, what we should do is people get older, they should be taking higher doses of anti-inflammatories and antioxidants. And the easiest way to do that is correct your diet, exercise regularly, and take supplements that contain mixtures of antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, things like curcumin and quercetin and DHA, which is part of the omega-3 oil. We know there's a number of compounds like silymarin and trans-resveratrol and ellagic acid that also reduce brain inflammation very well, particularly when they're in combination. So basically what I did after years of researching this and looking at natural compounds that protect the brain, reduce the brain's inflammation, and increase the antioxidants in the brain, I put together a pair of formula that accomplishes a lot of these objectives. One is called the brain lipid repair formula, and it has special types of fats the brain uses called phospholipids. Now, as we age, even after age 25, we begin to lose these phospholipids, and that loss accelerates quite rapidly when we reach 65, 70 years of age. They have to be replaced, and of course they're replaced from the diet. So it contains a group of these phospholipids that the brain utilizes. Plus it has a number of antioxidants in combination to help the brain deal with these storms of free radicals. It contains a number of anti-inflammatories, the most powerful of which are the curcumin and quercetin, reduces the inflammation of the brain. Then on top of that, we want to do things that increase the brain's energy production, because we know that one of the early events in the brain is the loss of energy. And as the energy begins to decline in the brain cells, they become infinitely more vulnerable to the damaging effects of inflammation and free radical damage. So by boosting the cell's energy, it gives the brain more protection. Of course, the cells work better. So we put a group of special vitamins, combinations that are known to boost the energy efficiency of these mitochondria and brain cells, which are used, in fact, to treat mitochondrial diseases. And then some of the compounds that we have in here directly reduce excitotoxicity in the brain, and that's the mechanism by which the inflammation actually is producing most of the damage. It triggers this excitotoxic reaction in the brain. Now, the cell that's responsible in the brain for these bad reactions is called the microglia. And what we know in all of these diseases, that cell becomes hyperreactive, and it stays hyperreactive for decades and gradually destroys the connections in the brain. So the idea is to calm that microglia down so it quits secreting all these caustic compounds. Well, it's been found that things like silymarin and the trans-resveratrol and the curcumin and the quercetin and DHA, they all reduce the overactivity of that microglia and calm it down so that you reduce the inflammation. There's some very dramatic scans of people who have Alzheimer's disease in which they scan for activity of this microglia, and it shows that their microglia are much more active than a person of the same age who's normal. So we have direct proof in the living person that this intense microglial activation is playing a part, and now we know there's a number of compounds that can reduce microglial activation, particularly if they're in combination. So that's basically what these two formula do. Is they're directed at each of the pathological events that occur in the brain with neurodegeneration to calm the brain down and then to help it heal. The brain has a tremendous ability to heal itself and repair these connections that were lost once the damage is stopped, the damaging events like inflammation. And, of course, if we look at Alzheimer's disease, the earliest changes we see are loss of these synaptic connections. The brain cells themselves are still intact. It's only very late in the disease that you start losing a lot of brain cells. So in the early stages and modern stages of Alzheimer's, there's still a tremendous ability to repair these brain connections without worrying about the loss of the cell, because the cell is going to be healthier, and that allows these connections grow and repair themselves.
Well, now, things like aspirin actually help to quiet down the inflammation. You mentioned certainly the people who were taking rheumatoid arthritis certainly had less in the way of Alzheimer's disease because they were taking anti-inflammatories. Were they taking things like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories? What were they taking?
Well, most of them were taking either aspirin or they were taking the ibuprofen and endomethacin. One of the earlier medications. But they also, the bad effect is that these agents lower brain cell glutathione, which is one of the major defense systems against
the metals, yeah. Well, hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Russell Playlock. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important subject.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly, Dr. Blaylock's been talking about the things that you have to do. Certainly, he's written a little booklet that's offered, I believe, by the people who offer his product. It's probably 60 pages, something, 40 to 60 pages, talking about the importance of diet, talking about the importance of exercise, talking about the advantage of fasting maybe one day a week, and how all of these things will help your brain to maintain its health and actually reverse the inflammatory process that it really is playing such havoc with your brain. Of course, most people don't understand that aspartame, which is in almost everything you're going to buy that's made today, or aspirin or MSG, and MSG under a whole flock of names to hide it, are excitotoxins that actually destroy brain cells and certainly destroy brain transmission, a very important part of this process. And Russell, how can people get your booklet or learn more about this product?
Well, they can call 1-800-773-2425, and they'll give him all the information that they need. That's 1-800-773-2425.
Is there an acronym or something? Wasn't it?
It's 1-800-SPECIAL.
1-800-SPECIAL. Okay, that's a lot easier to remember. So 1-800-SPECIAL.
Or they can go to my website, and at the top there's a icon with the name of it on there, and they can click on that, and it'll take them directly to the website for the supplement.
All right, fine. Or I can mention, if you don't remember that, you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and you just scroll down the page, and we have a number of banners there, and one of them mentions Dr. Blaylock's brain health and brain lipid health, and certainly these people are asked me to help get the information out. So we're doing that. They're helping Radio Liberty, but we want to help them because we feel that this is excellent. In fact, I'm taking the product myself, and my wife is as well, and I hope I'm thinking better. I've only been taking it for about 2 weeks, but I really do feel better myself. Anyway, as far as what we're talking about this epidemic of dementia that is sweeping across our nation. And what about the resveratrol? That is an amazing product, isn't it, as far as the metabolism of the human body?
Yeah, the resveratrol, which is extracted from the skin of the grape, shows a lot of potential in terms of protecting the brain, reducing the inflammation. It's been shown to directly reduce excitotoxicity in the brain. It reduces the immune inflammatory response that affects the brain. So it protects the brain a lot of different ways. It's a powerful antioxidant. It calms down the microglia. And that's the big advantage is that it has so many ways that it's protecting the brain. And it interacts synergistically with these other brain protectants, for instance, the ellagic acid and the transferulic acid and curcumin and the quercetin, they all interact with each other to make them even more potent in protecting the brain. And, you know, the thing that we like about this, as with a lot of natural supplements, is that there's very few, if any, side effects. Most people that would experience any side effects are very mild, whereas you take these powerful drugs, you can have some major side effects, and that's usually the reason people will stop taking the drugs is because the side effects are so devastating. The side effects of these supplements generally are beneficial. For instance, a number of these compounds in experimental studies have shown that they're anti-carcinogenic. That is, they reduce cancer risk. They prevent cancer cells from dividing and invading. So you're getting a lot more than just protection of the brain. You're getting protection of the whole body and against a lot of different diseases. Because what we're discovering now is that a great number of diseases like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, atherosclerosis, are caused by a chronic inflammation. Virtually, at least 75% of brain disorders are caused by a chronic brain inflammation or some way connected to it.
And is this same inflammation taking place in the rest of the body?
Generally, yes, but it can be just localized to the brain itself. And that's what's so dangerous about it. It's very subtle. You don't know that this is going on because the rest of your body may feel fine and not particularly inflamed, but the brain is a smoldering inflammation that lasts for decades.
And of course, the metals are up there, the aluminum, the certainly the mercury. What about fluoride? Does that there play a part as well?
It probably does, because what we find is fluoride avidly binds to aluminum.
Okay.
Fluoraluminum compound.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. One more time, Russell, I want you to get out your telephone number, and certainly they can get that booklet, they can get other information, and of course the website where they'll be able to actually get the information learn more about the product. So, certainly, what's the telephone number to call? What's the website?
Well, they can call 1-800-SPECIAL, or that's 1-800-773-2425. The website is www.RussellBlaylockMD.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com.
All right, fine. And if you can't remember that, just go to Radio Liberty website, scroll down, and look for the link to Dr. Blaylock's website, and it'll take you right there. Okay, let's go to Jim, who's calling from West Virginia, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks to folks like you. I had one of Dr. Blaylock's books. Was amazed. In the last 3 years, natural things have done wonderful things. I'm alive because of it. But, okay, let's say, I know you're not diagnosing over the radio, but let's say that one were overloaded with aluminum and or mercury and or lead, and, okay, the brain fog I'm real familiar with. But if, what other symptoms would go with, say, aluminum poisoning to go with it? And I'll just go ahead and listen, and thank you guys again. God bless.
All right, fine. Well, Jim's not an infrequent caller here. It doesn't look like to me, having talked to him a number of times, he's having real problems with his brain. But what about this chronic metal poisoning? Certainly, aluminum is not a heavy metal, but it's not a healthy metal at all. And then, of course, the mercury, which people are getting from their unnecessary mercury fillings, because, of course, it's known that the mercury fillings are toxic, and yet they're putting them in anyway. And the American Dental Association is doing everything they can to keep the dentists in line, so they'll keep putting this toxic substance in the mouth. And then, of course, the injections we're getting, the government knowing full well, the CDC knowing full well, the dangers of these influenza shots. They know the statistics show they do very little good for the elderly, and even really actually from about 15 on, they do essentially no good. In fact, there's a wonderful article in the Atlantic Monthly this month pointing out that, you can do almost anything with statistics. If you analyze the deaths of elderly people, why, if you take the flu shots, why you have a 50% reduction in mortality. But the problem is that certainly only 10% of the people at the very most actually die of influenza or pneumonia. Most people die of heart disease or stroke or accidents and other things of that sort. So how could take a flu shot, they cut down the incidence of death 50%. Well, there's a fellow named Tom Jefferson who analyzes these statistics. He said that isn't a vaccine. In fact, that's simply a plain miracle. And, of course, what they're doing, the old adage, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And you can make these statistics say whatever you want them to. So what can people do as far as the mercury overload?
Well, of course, the first thing to do is stop consuming aluminum, and like I said, the foods is a major source, and vaccines is about an equal source if you're getting the flu vaccine every year or some of the older vaccines. And these are cumulative poisons. That's what's important to remember. Acute poisons and cumulative poisons are different. If you get an acute poison and it doesn't kill you within 24 hours, it's washed out of the body, detoxified, and then you're fine. The problem with acuity poison is they stay in your body and they continue to do damage for years or decades. And each time you get a dose, it adds up inside of the body. So if you're getting this vaccine every year, what that means is the aluminum and the mercury from the vaccine goes to your brain, is deposited, very difficult to remove from the brain, and it stays there. Next year you get another one, and then it adds even more to the brain. So if you do that 10, 15, 20 years, over time you've accumulated a lot of aluminum and a lot of mercury. And it's been shown that once that mercury enters the brain, it ionizes, so it produces ionic-type mercury, and that's virtually impossible to remove from the brain by natural processes, so it's going to stay there for a lifetime. Now, the concentrations needed in the brain to produce damage are incredibly low. We're talking about nanomoles, which is... billions of a mole. I mean, we're really small concentrations here. And what it's doing is it triggers the brain to become chronically inflamed and have chronic excitotoxicity, what I call immunoexcitotoxicity. That's the basis of these disorders. Now, what to do about it? Anything that's an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant will reduce a lot of the toxicity of these metals. Now, it's very difficult to remove aluminum from the brain. Things like garlic extract has been shown over a long period of time to remove some of the mercury. Magnesium, over a long period of time, tends to remove some of the mercury. Now, the compounds that you hear about, like DMPS, DMSA, they don't really remove mercury from the brain, and that's the problem. The glutathione in your brain is a powerful neutralizer of toxicity of virtually any metal, mainly aluminum and mercury. So the higher your brain glutathione level, the more protection you have against the toxicity of these metals, even if they're not removed. And that's the aim of the supplements, is to increase brain glutathione levels. So those are the best things to do. But, you know, the point that Dr. Monteith is making is that the vaccines now are a major problem in this whole scenario, because it is repetitively, powerfully stimulating the immune system, which has been shown to activate the brain's immune system chronically, plus the metals cause brain immune activation and excitotoxicity. So you got a multitude of factors working from the vaccine to keep the brain in an inflamed state, so that gradually you're destroying these brain connections, synapses, gradually losing your mental abilities. And that's the important thing here. The more of the antioxidants and chelating compounds that you take in your daily diet and supplement, more protected your brain will be, the less inflamed it'll be, and the less likely you'll develop one of these neurodegenerative disorders. Now, one of the things we've discovered about brain inflammation, as I was saying, it's related to a lot of things like seizures. We know that if you reduce the brain's inflammation and excitotoxicity, a lot of seizures will stop without medication. We know that even psychological disorders like obsessive compulsive disorder is strongly related to immunoexcitotoxicity. We know that risk-taking, addictions like gambling, is strongly related to immunoexcitotoxicity in particular parts of the brain. Depression is strongly related to chronic brain inflammation and immunoexcitotoxicity, and that's why people with major depression begin to lose their memory. And we see brain atrophy in the hippocampus of the brain, the memory center, as they develop chronic depression. It's because it's an inflammatory disorder. And interestingly, the pharmaceutical companies are now working on anti-inflammatory medications to treat depression. And we find that a lot of the traditional antipsychotic medication for depression one of their effects is to reduce brain inflammation. And the ones that reduce the most inflammation have the best effect on depression. We used to think it was purely neurotransmitters. So a lot of the old beliefs we had about brain disorders are changing radically. We're finding out there's a strong connection to this immunoexcitotoxic process in the brain, and what area of the brain has the greatest inflammation and cytotoxicity determines what effect you have. But like I said, it's even behavioral things. And we're looking at schizophrenia and finding that there's immunoexcytotoxicity involved there in certain parts of the prefrontal lobes of the brain. So it's quite surprising that so many brain disorders are now being found to be inflammatory.
Well, do you think that actually with the treatment such as you have, I know you can't recommend this at all, you know, because of FDA regulations, but certainly do you think something that could quiet down the inflammation of the brain might help schizophrenia in any way?
Well, the evidence indicates that it might. One of the connections we have to schizophrenia is ingestion of gluten-containing foods. There's a researcher in Sweden who has done some work in one of the big psychiatric hospitals, and he puts them on a gluten-free diet, and a high percentage of the schizophrenic patients become normal. But if they eat the slightest amount of gluten, they go back to full-blown schizophrenia.
And by gluten, you're speaking of what now, specifically?
Yeah, gluten is a product, a protein component that's in wheat and barley, and it's very common in a lot of our foods, but this gluten tends to produce an immune reaction in the body, and in particularly in the brain, triggering immunoexcytotoxicity in the brain. So that's the connection between inflammation and schizophrenia. But his results are quite remarkable. I talked to him personally about it, and he said they'll do very well as long as they're on gluten-free diets. But even the smallest amount of gluten will trigger a recurrence of their schizophrenic symptoms.
That's just amazing. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to David, who's calling us from Ohio. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, of course, what we're doing with so much of what people are getting in the way of their vaccinations is to alter the immune response and to create these altered allergic responses. And the altered allergic response can lead, of course, to food allergies. Among them would be a gluten allergy. Would that be a fair statement?
Sure. Any food allergy, and gluten, of course, is being found to be much more common. In fact, more common than the food allergy is food intolerance. Which it took a long time before the immunology world recognized that, but now it's recognized by orthodox immunology, is that food intolerance is probably much more common than food allergy. Now, the difference is if you eat a food and you break out in hives or you get sick immediately, that's a food allergy. If you have wheezing and respiratory problem, that's a food allergy. But if you eat a food and you really don't notice anything wrong except you just a little bit off key for a while, and your thinking is kind of cloudy and fuzzy, and you don't feel well, you're tired, fatigue easy, and it lasts for months. And then we test you and find out, in fact, you're forming antibodies to that food substance. That's food intolerance. And even getting off the food, it may take a month for it to finally clear. That's a very common thing. Soy products, cow's milk products, chocolate, corn, these are very common food substances to produce food intolerance. So a lot of times we're surprised to find that people have difficulty thinking and clarity of thought, and you get them off of these foods, and they're just amazed. It's like a curtain rose, and their mind just clears a bell, and they feel great.
And that's why fasting will help them then.
Right, and that was one of the observations long ago, that sometimes these people, if you fast them, their mind clears up.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, let's go to David here. We'll have to continue this conversation because I'm learning from it. But David's been waiting patiently on the line. David's calling in from Ohio. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, David. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Hey, when you're talking, nanoparticles, is it possible to reach this excited activity by the use of these electromagnetic waves in our cell phones or towers to add to inflammation?
Well, it's possible. In fact, I talked to the fellow that does all the research on cell phones, written several books about it, and he approached me, having listened to a lecture I gave on this, and he said, you know, this may be the mechanism by which cell phones are producing the brain damage. Because it's very possible that at that electromagnetic wavelength, it's activating microglia in the brain and triggering this immunoexcitotoxic response. We know that this process in the brain is easily triggered by a lot of things, a minor head injury, an infection, a vaccination, toxin exposures that are even very low. They all trigger this microglial activation very easily. And it's a rapid triggering. For instance, when you vaccinate someone, it not only activates their peripheral immune system, but it immediately turns on this microglial activation. And it can be very difficult to turn off. Whereas natural infections, once infection clears, it turns off immediately.
If that would be the case, then, these shields that they make for phones, would it be reasonable to assume that there could be some benefits by a cap of, for the human skull made out of this material?
It's possible. Anything that blocks the microwaves from entering the skull and the brain, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of how deeply it penetrates a child's brain. It goes all the way to the midline. In the adult, it penetrates at least a centimeter or 2 centimeters. Well, that's enough. That's right at your temporal lobe is where the phone is located. And your temporal lobe is where your memory centers are, your hippocampus, your amygdala. So that constant microwave activation in these wavelengths certainly could disrupt brain function and trigger this destructive immunoexcitotoxic process, particularly over a very long period of time.
Bill, we're going to have to explore this later because we got a couple of the calls, but thanks so much for calling. And let's go Bill who's calling from Oklahoma. Bill, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I have a friend that has a problem with his brain vibrating. He's about 72 years old, and I was wondering what the doctor would say about that.
His brain is vibrating. That sounds a little strange. Have you ever heard anything like that, David? Senator Russell?
What he's talking about is just the sensation of that.
Right.
Of course, the brain vibrating. It doesn't contain any muscles or anything to make it vibrate, but you could have the sensation of that. It could be a lot of things. For instance, his neck muscles were periodically in spasm. And
hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
A lot of money.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's been Dr. Russell Blaylock. Russell, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week on the evening program.
Well, I thank you, Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. And I do hope our listeners out there, if you haven't ever read Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you'll get a copy of it. We have it, and my wife refers to it very, very frequently. The book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, we carry Russell's other two books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We subscribe and we pay for the subscription to Russell's newsletter because we think it's important, and we take it, and you can as well. Go to his website, RussellBlaylockMD.com, RussellBlaylockMD.com, and certainly learn how to get that. Or if you have a problem, let us know. If you want to learn more about it, the product Brain Health, either go to Russell's website or go to our website and just scroll down to Russell Blaylock Brain Health and log in on that. It'll take you directly to the website for the company. And then, of course, Russell's website is RussellBlaylockMD.com. And then, of course, we do hope if you're considering coming to the annual Radio Liberty Conference, today is the day. You're going to have to get your reservation in because we have to let them know we've got over 150 people coming, but if you're going to be there, we have to know today. And of course, we're serving Lent, so we have to have a reservation. And then, of course, we want to remind you once again, we're going to do a reprint on our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read it, shame on you. But if you have read it and you agree with the thesis, you realize it's an excellent weapon to lead people to an understanding of the spiritual battle that's taking place, and we do hope then that you'll want to get a case of the books, and instead of paying $12.95 for each one, you'll get them for about $2.50 each. It's a little less than that, $149.95 plus shipping, and then you can give the books away. You can sell them for $12.95. Do whatever you want to do with them. But the important thing to do is get them out, get them distributed, and you can have a profound impact on other people's lives. So that's a case of 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95. And we do want to get them reprinted. We will not use your credit card until such time as we're ready actually to do the reprinting, and we have 50 people, and we're getting people signing up on a regular basis, so if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, use it for Christmas presents. But it can transform people's outlook and their lives. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get our four CD set on the swine flu epidemic. It's a very dangerous situation. They're trying to get people to get vaccinated for a disease that most people throughout this country are already immune to, and the vaccination can trigger off all sorts of alteration in your immune response, and of course you can end up like the tragic people we've been talking about today. And then, of course, we actually have the four CD set on Vaccine Update 2009. If you want to understand what's going on from a spiritual point of view, the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and really, I believe, because of this series that Dan Brown wrote his book to try to neutralize it, this new book called The Lost Symbol. And he recently said he wrote the book to counter these people who put out a DVD about Masonry and their influence on our nation. Well, of course, he actually talks about a lot of the same things. He just has an entirely different appreciation of what's going on, because in my estimation, he worships a different God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544.